Timmons, talks about an indigenous-focused structure on the city's main park are still ongoing. Ideas on what the permanent structure could be were talked about at Wednesday's City of Timmins Indigenous Advisory Committee. "This is very preliminary," said Cowan. Kristen Murray. "The focus is on putting something in Hollinger Park, but whether that will take shape as an arbor with a roof representing the four colors on the medicine wheel, a medicine garden or something else has not been determined. Costing for the project has not yet been provided. We're looking at doing some improvements in the park area, and we've seen how other communities have done indigenous-themed structures," said City of Timmins Clerk Steph Palmatier. City of Timmins SAO Dave Landers said that the park might see some changes as the connecting link construction moves down Algonquin Boulevard and that it is something to keep in mind when brainstorming. "That is a truck route there and it's hard to make that turn," he said about the corner at Brunette Road and Algonquin Boulevard. "There is a separate proposal to create an indigenous medicine garden, planting sage and other sacred plants. At Kunawanimano, we have sage growing right in our garden, and it grows really pretty," said Murray. "So there's an opportunity to have a medicine garden in some areas that's kind of inconspicuous, but those indigenous people will probably know it when they see it. While the two ideas are not linked at the moment, they could be combined during the planning process." Discussions about having a memorial in Hollinger Park started in June 2021 after the discovery of unmarked graves at the Kamloops Residential School site. In Sept 2023, money was set aside by the IAC for that project, but the amount was not released. The monument would be to the memories of children lost to the residential school program and survivors. Related, residential school memorial still in the works, as several celebrations throughout the year, including Indigenous Peoples Day, take place in Hollinger Park, the location is a logical choice for the city, said Palmatier. "It's the most visible park we have," he said. "And it's eventually going to be the main venue for all the events that are going to take place in the city of Timmins. Anyone looking to contribute ideas or suggestions for either project is invited to attend the next IAC meeting in January.